I thought I was getting on here to tell you that we had firmed up the dates for us to complete the Ride for Courage at the end of this September. In life, sometimes it has a way of turning the page, changing the chapter, twisting the plot. Last Saturday, Cindy and I were out for a ride on the trail. It was a beautiful day. The temperature had dropped, there were clouds in the mountains, and we both were like, let's go, let's go, let's go. And the whole ride, we were talking about the plans and the pack and, what the horses needed and what training schedule we were going to put ourselves on and what we learned from last time and what we'd pack and what we wouldn't pack and all the things. And we were so excited and just, it was a beautiful ride. We had only been out not quite 2 hours. And we passed a couple, and they had a pack mule. And they said that they were training the pack mule. And sorry, my dog just threw off my train of thought. They were training the pack mule. And so we're like, oh, okay, great. Well, have a great day. And we hike on down the trail. And, Courage and Prince were doing a great job. And, we had maybe gone 2/10 of a mile past them, and this mule just came out of nowhere, the pack mule, in a blind fear, like just senseless fear, came tearing down the trail, bucking, his packs flying everywhere. And he pushed Cindy and Prince off the trail, and they actually rolled down the mountain a little bit. Cindy was thrown free, which ended up being a blessing because Prince ended up being stuck on his back with his legs stuck up in the air. And then the mule kind of got hung up on Courage, and she just put her head down and started bucking to get him off her, just kicking and bucking to get him off. And by true grit, because I didn't want to fly through the air, I saw that ground coming at me, and I just pulled myself back up in that saddle and hung on for dear life. I stayed on, but I got seriously beat. The mule twisted one of my ankles. My knee got whacked against the saddle pretty hard, and my arm got hit on the saddle horn, and we thought it originally was broken. It was just one of those moments, like you never would never think about it. We talk about all the things that could happen on a trail. We talk about all the dangers, and there's always things that we look out for, and there's always safety precautions we take, and normally involves like stray dogs and dirt bikes and things like that. But to be like just be completely pummeled by another horse, and it just shook us. Cindy had got a broken rib, and like I said, we thought my arm was broken. It wasn't quite. I just had follow-up x-rays yesterday, but and Prince, like I said, he was stuck with his legs up in the air, and bless Cindy for her strength and fortitude. With her cracked rib, she was able to take his hind legs and roll him down the hill so that he could get up. Because, and he stayed so calm, you guys. Like, what a great horse that horse is. And if you know anything about horses, you know that when they're in a situation where they're what we would call cast, when they're stuck like that, they can panic. And that's normally what causes injuries to themselves or to the people trying to help them. And he was able to roll himself, like allow Cindy to just roll him with her broken rib, and he ran up the trail, and I caught him. And then we breathed for a minute, made sure we weren't, the horses weren't gushing anywhere, and we weren't gushing anywhere. And then we hiked out. We had about a 3.5 mile hike down to the trailhead. It took us about 2, 2.5 hours. And then which we drove the horses home, and we had help at this point. we drove the horses home. My wonderful parents came and helped drive the trailer home, and then drove us to the ER. And again, we live in a rural area. The ER is a little over an hour away from us. And of course, Kai had my kids, or our kids. All in all, like, we're so grateful.
so grateful and feel very blessed that we're spared from any further injury, because it could have gone sideways 100 ways to Sunday. Like, it was so bad. But the injuries that we have, we will heal from them. And our horses were not terribly injured. I mean, really, I mean, besides some muscle soreness from them, they actually walked out fine. And like I said, I came back from the doctor yesterday as a follow-up to the accident to make sure my body was on the correct path for healing. And through much of this week, I was remaining strong for myself, what needs to be accomplished, what needed to get done for my children. But at the doctor's office, I cried. I just let it go for a moment. It's been a hard week, and there's several more hard weeks ahead for both Cindy and I. Rest is not easy for me. I'm typically constantly doing and moving throughout the day, and a brief respite here and there. There's just always so much to do and so much to plan and so much to get done. Sometimes the universe, God, throws things in our path to teach us a lesson. I know this is going to seem like a silly quote, but it always stays with me. In the movie Evan Almighty, Morgan Freeman is talking to Lauren Graham. Her character is questioning what's happening with her husband and all this, that, and the other. And the craziness, if you've seen that movie, it's such a great movie. But Morgan Freeman says, if somebody prays and asks God for patience, does God grant them patience, or does he give them situations to teach it to them? Rest is hard for me. And now here I must rest. For if I don't, I can further injure my body. It could take longer for healing. It'll be longer days not in the saddle. The ride could get pushed back next spring if I don't heal. Or Cindy doesn't heal. So I need rest. With rest comes an excellent time to practice presence, which is something that I've been struggling with for the past 3 or 4 years. As I'm forced to be still more often than I'm used to, I'm hoping to take the time to be present with my children. It was something I used to be so good at, but now I find it hard in my mind to focus, to be present in all the small moments. I don't think bad things happen to us for a purpose, or on purpose, or by some great design. But I do think that what we do with these bad things can be a gift or a curse. And right now I'm choosing to look at this as a gift. Through massive disappointment of really not being able to complete the ride this year, outside of some crazy miracle, I know that we won't go. And it's a huge disappointment and a sadness and a heartbreak. And we were so excited. Debbie, Cindy, and I we just confirmed everything and talked plans, looking at maps, checking river water. We were so ready to go, and so completely all had that energy moving forward, and have this setback is hard and sad and painful. But I have to look at it as something to learn from. And I have to look at it as something I can glean from. And I'm already seeing little things that are being taught and learned and growth that wouldn't have been there if I wasn't injured. Like the kids having to step up and help out with things in a way that I wouldn't have asked them to help before. And seeing that they're even willing and eager to do that is such a blessing. And I think, at least for me, my littles, they're just selfish, which is appropriate for their age and brain development. But now they're stepping up with ease and they say, oh yeah, mom, I know you can't do this right now. I can help. How great is that? Even the 2-year-old is paying attention and asking which side hurt and which isn't. He's paying attention to something outside of his own little body. The kids are learning things that I wouldn't have been able to teach them without this injury, and that's beautiful. But I'm also learning things myself. My therapist was talking to me a couple weeks ago about responsibility and why I feel this incredible pressure if something doesn't happen in the time or way that I deem it to be, and I take on that responsibility. And I have a really hard time giving up responsibility to anyone. In this particular case, we were talking about giving up responsibilities to Kai, my partner, and how I struggle because he does things differently. Not bad, just different. Not wrong, just different. But I struggle with that control and taking on the responsibility for myself, because I can just get it done in my timing and the way I want it done, or whatever it is that I feel like it needs to look like in my head. And so now I'm being forced to allow him to step up, and he's doing a great job, and the kids are, and they're doing a great job. And I'm learning that maybe it's okay to let go of some of that responsibility. So I'm learning and growing, even though it's hard. Growth is never easy. It's never easy, and it's always uncomfortable. But I do know from what I've already grown through, it's always worth the effort. And a positive mindset and a good attitude are essential for taking away good lessons during this growth. I can tell you this, if an accident like this had happened a year ago, I would not be handling it as well as I am. And I don't think I'm handling it perfect by any stretch of the imagination. I'm still having really hard struggle days and, you know, pain meds and all the things kind of mess with your brain a little bit. But I know that I can see the growth that I've even had in the last year, and I'm proud of that. So I guess in a tragic, painful sort of way, I am yet one more step closer to thriving as mama. As always, thank you all for joining and tuning in and listening to my diatribe. I hope you all have a beautiful day, and I hope that you can keep positive attitudes as life throws curveballs at you.